up to you and me to shine a guiding light and lead the way. United by our cause, we have the power to pursue what we believe. We'll achieve the realization of our dreams.
Hello, Vaughan Bennison with you for this edition of New Horizons. This is the first New Horizons for December 2016. Christmas coming up shortly. We won't mention that. Now, you'll all know by now that every year we have the Onkyo Braille Essay Competition. This is a competition which is sponsored by Onkyo, the well-known electronics manufacturer. This competition is about celebrating Braille and what Braille means to blind and vision impaired people. We have two winners from Australia this year. We're going to hear from them. Firstly, Alan Bartlett. Welcome to New Horizons. Tell us about yourself.
I'm not a young person. I'm sort of older person, so I've got a wife and two kids, and I live in the outer east of Melbourne, out near the Dandenong. So it's a bit about me.
And have you been blind all your life, or vision impaired all your life?
Various stages of vision impairment and blindness, but yeah. So at the moment, I've definitely blind now. So over the years, you know, my sight's gradually been through various episodes, and now I'm sort of don't have any useful vision. Yeah.
And Braille is something that's important to you?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Yeah. It's just I think that was, you know, when I lost my last vision, I'd already had a bit of experience with Braille, so it was great to be able to move from print to Braille. It's so similar, and at the time, you know, way back then, it was, you know, it just was a great thing. I mean, I could study, and we didn't have the electronics technology back then, so Braille was always a good option when I was growing up. Yeah, so it meant I could do music and everything like that. Yeah.
So it would have been pretty uncommon, I'm guessing, then for a child losing their vision, or a young adult losing their vision, to be taught Braille on the basis that you would eventually lose it all. Did you find that that was something you had to fight for, or did they just recommend that you learn Braille?
Well, because my vision was anticipated to deteriorate, that was part of the education, was to prepare you. Yeah, so they taught me Braille, even, and I used to hold it up in the sun and read it by sight. But yeah, it was good preparation. Yeah, it was fantastic. Yeah, because when I lost my, I could never really read it that well when I could see it. But as soon as my vision was lost, my feeling, immediately cut in. So so it was part of the preparation, and that's what they were doing back then. I don't remember having to fight for it. I think it was offered to me whether I thought I needed it or not.
So. Oh, that's good. You recently won one of the groups in the Onkyo Braille Essay Competition. Why don't you tell us about that?
I felt fairly honoured that the selection committee, the Australian selection committee, had picked my essay. I thought that was pretty exciting, so I'm quite thrilled about that. So I'd like to thank those that did that. Yeah, but I won the Fine Works Prize. But we actually had to write on a topic, I think. So I had to write about the opportunities and joys and development that music brings to my life. So that's what the essay topic was. I'd seen the RSS, BCA's RSS feed, and I thought, oh, that sounds interesting. And the article popped up into my head about music, and then I wrote the article towards Requerdos.
You're a musician then, I take it?
Definitely, yeah. I played various instruments over the time, but at the moment I'm mainly playing guitar. Exclusively really playing guitar at the moment, yeah.
Mm. Can you tell us a bit about the piece that you wrote?
Oh, okay. It was I'd always loved this particular piece of music, Recuerdos de la Alhambra. And it was just probably the first bit of classical music which just, I thought, you know, that's just amazing. I really want to play that. And the article's just about the process of me discovering how to play it and, you know, the techniques I used to be able to play it on my guitar, you know, and the story behind how I arrived at wanting to play it. So that's what the essay is about. So I go through various, you know, how I found the piece, and then the way I practice and memorize the piece on my guitar. And then the story goes that there was, that I did initially start to play the piece, but there was one bar in it that I just never could get, you know, and it just really, you know, did my head in. So I shelved the piece completely, thought, oh, I'd never be able to play that, because it's a pivotal sort of bar, and without it, you just can't play the, you can't play it, it's just the middle of the song. But then I was watching this YouTube clip, someone playing it bar by bar slowly, and, you know, I was playing along and I got to this bar and I just realised that, you know, even though I'd read the music, I just never never interpreted this one bar correctly. And as soon as I realised I could connect one end of the piece to the other end, I was able to play it right the way through. So it was really a great excitement at the time. That's what sort of inspired the article. So without the bra music and, you know, the use of the internet, I wouldn't, you know, sort of came together and I was able to play the piece. But I don't know whether I'll perform it publicly, because it's such a well-known piece, I could never do it justice, you know, to the great artists that have played it over the time. So it's just more for my own personal enjoyment, I think. So
it's interesting, isn't it, that you say you used braille music with a little bit of help from the internet. It's almost a melding of two eras or two generations, if you like.
Yeah, well,
it's really fascinating.
I remember there's a famous flute player, and I can't remember his name now, but he was a professional flautist, and he said he's still used recordings as well as playing along to the music to aid his study. So, you know, a lot of musos and a lot of professional sort of types would say you should only interpret straight from the music. But with the recordings we have now, you can't help but listen to other people play it and get inspired and be a bit instructed by what you hear from other musicians playing it. Yeah, so I think it's must be fairly common. I certainly would prefer to hear the piece first played through, as well as, and it helps memorising the piece, I guess, with the braille. So
that's right. And I think the thing about interpreting from sheet music is a bit of a misnomer in a lot of ways, because one of the things that people forget is that sheet music exists because people needed to find a way to write music down, not the other way around. So,
yeah, well, that's right.
You know, interpreting music as is purely an audio medium, and the sheet music really, as you say, is simply a backup. And it amazes me the number of musicians who really don't get that. Alan, congratulations on your win, and thanks for joining us on the program.
Thank you, Vaughan.
And now we hear from Vanessa Vlajkovic, who won her prize for a work which centres around the advantages of being blind. Vanessa, welcome to New Horizons.
Thank you for having me on your show. It's a pleasure to be on the program.
Why don't you start by telling us about yourself?
Well, I'm 19 years old. I live in Perth, Western Australia. I'm a journalism student at Edith Cowan University, and I've just completed my first year there. So I have two more years of my course of 3 years. My hobbies are cheerleading, dancing, and gymnastics, and I really enjoy hanging out with my friends and, yeah, advocating in the deafblind community.
The piece that you wrote for the Onkyo Braille Essay Competition was about that. Do you want to go into some detail about that piece and how you came to write it?
Well, I heard about this on Facebook I entered the competition last year for the first time when I won my category. My Just Barn consultant told me about it. She sent me a link through Facebook. And then this year, again, it was posted in the Deafblind group on Facebook that I'm involved in. So I saw about it there, and then I started writing it and just sent it through, same as last year.
It's about your life and what you feel are the advantages of being blind. What do you think some of those are?
Well, to be honest, because it's been such a hectic year, I can't actually remember everything I wrote in that. Basically, it was kind of hard to choose the topics because they didn't really give awesome options. Last year, I wrote about is Braille still relevant in the age of technology? And because, you know, I have a strong opinion on that, that was easier to write about this year. Positive experiences of living with blindness, you know, because I'm deaf as well, so I sort of combined the two together because I've achieved a lot over the past couple of years, so I thought it wouldn't be too hard to write about my experiences and, you know, highlight the positive parts of living with two disabilities because often it's always put into a negative light.
What does Braille mean to you?
Braille means everything to me. I've learnt it since I was four, and I can't live without it, to be honest, because it's my communication. I use it every day. And, you know, I would be helpless without it because I can't read small print. And, you know, the technology is helpful in uni and in everyday life.
What side of journalism are you studying?
Well, I'm doing a Bachelor of Media and Communications. So I have a journalism major and I have a public relations minor. So when I finish the course, I will be half qualified in PR and full qualified in journalism. When I finish, I look around for, you know, maybe TV journalism or print or online or radio or whatever. I'd be happy in any field, really.
Well, I wish you luck with that and congratulations on your recent win. I really enjoyed your piece and I think you did a great job with it.
I'm glad you enjoyed it. I would encourage anybody who's listening to this, especially people with low vision or anybody who uses Braille, would encourage them to enter this competition because, you know, if you don't try, you'll never know if you win or not. It's not all about winning. You know, winning doesn't mean everything to me, and certainly this year I didn't come first, but that doesn't disappoint me because, you know, this is every year and you can just try and keep trying every year. I want to encourage everybody to enter if you enjoy reading or writing and find a topic that interests you. To, you know, give it a shot because it's always worth the try.
And thanks for joining us on the program.
I'm happy to be here. Thank you for having me.
And they are the two Australian winners for this year's Onkyo Braille Essay Competition. To those of you who enter next year, the best of luck. Blind Citizens Australia is the united voice of blind and vision impaired Australians. It relies on government funding and also some funding from Vision Australia. However, it does rely on donations from the community. If you're interested in supporting the work that Blind Citizens Australia does, by all means, look at the website or contact the office if you'd like to find out how you can donate or how you can assist in many other ways. Blind Citizens Australia can be contacted by telephone on 1-800-033-660, 1-800-033-660, or by email bca@bca.org.au. The website, of course, is www.bca.org.au. I'm Vaughan Bennison. Take care until next time. We look to new horizons.
We'll achieve the realization of a dream. Of our dreams.